The report by the Vienna-based International Narcotics Control Board has found cocaine smugglers are choosing to ship drugs from South America to Europe through West Africa and the Balkans. In the case of West Africa, Beate Hammond, an officer for the board, says the findings are alarming. Hammond says that before 2005, the total amount of cocaine seized in West Africa was 1 ton. That has jumped to 33 tons over the past 3 or 4 years.
The geographical location of West Africa makes it an ideal staging point. Then generally governmental structures and law enforcement structures in particular are very weak in African countries, and traffickers, of course, can take advantage of that. And the board has serious concerns because drug trafficking not only can lead to a local abuse problem, but even has the potential, because of the financial benefits involved, to undermine the political, economic, and social structures of the countries.
Hammond says Liberia, where 2.5 tons of cocaine were seized in January 2008, offers just one worrisome example. The study also says the price of cocaine has fallen drastically recently, possibly because shipping routes are cheaper and possibly because of the global economic downturn, although hard times may also lead to an increase in demand for the drug. Besides West Africa, Afghanistan remains a concern for drug enforcement agents. Beate Hammond.
Opium cultivation declined by 19% in 2008, and the estimated production also declined. But this doesn't change the essential fact, namely that Afghanistan remains by far the largest supplier of illicit opium poppy in the world and also the largest supplier of heroin.
The study also reports a boom in illegal online pharmacies selling drugs without prescriptions. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.